Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at A wise woman once said, home is the nicest word there is. Yeah, clearly no one ever offered to buy her Chick-fil-A. I get it, though. I know my four walls better than anywhere else. But have you ever wondered what could be behind those walls? Some renovators have discovered one in a million items they never knew were there. And some of them are truly shocking. I've got bees, bones, live bombs, and more. So get your overalls ready as we check out some incredible treasures people discovered during renovations.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Is there any better feeling than finally moving into your new home? After months of endless paperwork and phone calls, having those keys in your hand has to be a real relief. But when one homeowner removed a section of drywall, they discovered they were sharing their house with some rather unwanted guests. A colony of bees. Oof, that's gotta sting. In more ways than one. But how on earth did this hive grow so wild without the previous owners noticing? Well, chances are, it didn't. Many homes in the past were actually built to encourage bees to nest in the wall. What? Yep. Beehives would be installed in homes along with a network of pipes that bees could use to enter and leave the house to collect nectar. When the homeowner wanted honey, they could just remove the back of the hive and have that golden deliciousness practically on tap. It's genius! Except there's no way I could trust myself if that was my house. I'd be shoulder deep in that hole like Winnie the Pooh.
Yum, 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 yum.
So good. As for whether the new owners kept their fuzzy flatmates or not, I don't know. What would you do? Could you live with a colony of bees if it meant free honey all day? Family is everything. I love mine, but sometimes they really irk me. Best believe if I had David Gonzalez's family, boy, I'd be seeing red. After purchasing an abandoned house in Minnesota for him and his four kids, David found a one-of-a-kind treasure stashed away inside the wall. A 1938 action comic book, the very first comic featuring Superman. These are super rare and hard to come by, so as you can imagine, they draw a pretty penny. The most valuable action comic sold for a whopping $2.1 million. Our guy Gonzalez's copy wasn't in great condition, but he was still utterly psyched. He was in the money regardless. Or he would have been had the back page not been irreparably damaged in an argument with his wife's family. It still sold at auction for a significant $175,000, but had it not been damaged, it could have gone for a stonking $75,000 extra.
Why, you oughta.
They'd be crossed off the Christmas card list, no questions asked. The bathroom is my sacred space. If I want to sing Ariana Grande songs into my toilet brush, then I'm gonna. Let a boy be, alright? But 70-year-old William Whitman from St. Francis, Wisconsin nearly had an explosive accident in his bathroom, and not the kind you're thinking of. Whilst remodeling his toilet temple, he reached his hand inside the wall to remove some of the old insulation, but what he found didn't feel warm or fuzzy. Nope, he pulled out a live 20-inch missile dating back to the Korean War. Holy smokes! Turns out the prior owner was a veteran of the Korean War who, according to his neighbors, liked bringing back souvenirs from his deployments. What? How'd this guy bring a bomb back through customs? And who'd want a souvenir like that anyway? I don't know. Regardless, William and his wife carefully carried the bomb through to their garage and called the bomb squad, who confiscated the explosive and detonated it safely in a secure location. The explosion was so loud it could be heard on the other side of town. Sheesh. Imagine if William had hammered through the wall not knowing it was there.
I'd give it a minute in there if I were you.
Whilst you're waiting, I've got something else to blow your minds. In Montreal, Canada, just as another homeowner was planning on sealing their crawl space, they also discovered a bomb. An artillery shell for a QF 4.5-inch howitzer from World War I. That's right, this bomb is over 100 years old, and there's a high chance it's been sat in the walls of this house since construction in 1915. Artillery shells like this are filled with shrapnel, tiny individual bullets which get ejected at rapid speeds. Shrapnel was designed to clear an area of, people as efficiently as possible. And yet someone thought it was a good idea to stick one in their house? Jeez. Eventually, the bomb squad came to the rescue again, and good thing, too. If that thing went off, it would have really blowed. Does anyone else get nightmares about going potty, but something's crawled up the pipes into the bowl ready to bite your peachy rear? Can't me neither. Well, one renovator in Baltimore, Maryland got the fright of their life when checking out the bathroom of a foreclosed home they'd bought to renovate. Inside the toilet was an entire head. Gosh darn. She's seen some crap. Literally. Luckily, it's not a real head, but it's almost as terrifying. The stair belongs to a Halloween decoration developed by decor company Jimmy around 2009 called Dawn of the Dead. Yep, she's still absolutely horrifying. How this one ended up staring into my breakfast, we'll never know. What the owner did with it, we'll also never know, and that might not be a bad thing. If I'd bought that house, I wouldn't even think about renovating. The whole place would be burned to the ground. I'd never sleep again thinking this could wake me up in the middle of the night. One rule I live by, no shoes indoors. I don't know what you've stepped in, and I certainly don't want to drag through my home. But as one electrician discovered, shoes in the house used to be such a big thing, it was actually encouraged. He was doing some rewiring work on an old house in Clinton, Michigan, when he discovered a really old pair of boots some think date back to the Prohibition. Others, however, think they're much older. You see, way back in the 1500s, people were very superstitious, and many believed in magic. So people would often hide shoes in the walls and ceilings of their homes to protect them from witches and spirits. Come again now? The logic was, your cheesy trotters leave a stink in your shoes so pungent it tricks the evil entities into thinking it's you. By following their nose towards your old boots, the no-good ghouls get trapped inside the shoe, unable to get out again. It all sounds pretty silly to me, but a museum in Northampton, England has been keeping an inventory of these concealed shoes, and so far, they have almost 3,000 specimens, with the oldest dating all the way back to 1308. Whore! Those kicks are dusty. Personally, I'm not too scared of a witch coming through my walls anytime soon, but I've got this friend in Baltimore who needs all the shoes they can get. Be gone, evil Donna! Does anyone really know what's going on in their attic? Mine's got suitcases, a Christmas tree, and all sorts of other garbage in it. You never know, though. There might be something special amongst all that clutter. Back in 2013, one Norwegian man discovered some painting is called Sunset at Mount Majore. And after receiving some very bad advice, the previous owner assumed it was unimportant and left it consigned to his attic, where it remained for decades. Oh, they really regretted that. It's actually by world-renowned artist Vincent van Gogh, and it's the first original full-canvas van Gogh painting discovered since 1928. Hot diggity, what a find! A letter from van Gogh to his brother dated from 1888 described a painting he'd done of the exact landscape. And appraisers noted that the painting used the same range of paints van Gogh used in that period, all but confirming the amazing find. After completing its authentication, Sunset at Mount Majore was sold to an anonymous buyer for an undisclosed sum. However, the highest value Van Goghs have sold at auction for anything from a massive $39.9 million to an astronomical $82.5 million. So whoever the lucky bidder was definitely busted their bank account. I think it's time for me to go rummage through some of my old possessions. If anyone wants to buy knowledgeable YouTuber's second grade sketchbook, hit me up. Man, I hated gym class. Anyone who forced me to wear short shorts in the winter should go to prison. I'd have been much more motivated for shooting drills from the paint if I went to Cathedral School of Urbo, though. When workers ripped up the gym floor of this school in Turku, Finland, they discovered something oh so fitting for a city founded in the 13th century. Beneath the b-ball court were the ruins of two houses, vaults, and a road dating back to the city's formation. This might be the coolest school ever. Back in 1827, most of Turku was destroyed by a raging fire, and during the rebuild, a lot of the old city became buried under the new buildings. When the new gym was built at the beginning of the 1900s, archaeologists knew there were ruins underneath it, but didn't appreciate how significant of a find they were. Now we have a view into the past and can begin to understand what a thriving city Urbo was almost 1,000 years ago. Eventually, the floor of the gym will be replaced, but I've got an idea. How cool would it be if they put in a transparent floor so that the ruins were still visible? It'd be like shooting hoops with their Viking ancestors. Some people say I'm a lover, not a fighter. Not me. I'm a certified bad boy treading a violent path of crime. Facts are my weapons, and they cut like a sword. You know what else cuts like a sword? Whilst renovating their 100-year-old home, Reddit user Bryson's removed some old floorboards and found a katana concealed among the dirt beneath. It turns out the original owners of the house had been stationed in the Pacific during World War II. Not that they'd have fought with the sword, they were likely mass-produced and gifted to every Japanese soldier as decorative pieces. Come on, guys. It might have been 1942, but no one was bringing a katana to a tank fight. As for how the homeowner acquired the sword, we're not entirely sure. Frankly, I'm too scared to ask any more questions. These guys are armed and dangerous! I've seen enough horror movies to know basements are full of scary things. Mine's filled with the tears of all the children I failed to dish out quality knowledge to. Ain't nothing scarier than that. Well, maybe there is one thing. Whilst ripping up the basement of a church in New Haven, Connecticut back in 1990, some workers uncovered an entire cemetery hidden beneath it. Say what? Oh, you heard me. They found 137 tombstones and the remains of up to 1,000 others. And the oldest dates back to 1687. Ain't no way you're telling me this place isn't haunted. On the plus side, some of the ghosts are kind of famous. The family of the 19th President of the United States, Rutherford B. Hayes, are buried here, alongside one of the founders of Yale University, Reverend James Pierpont. Now, the mystery is who dumped all these famous faces in their basement. Truthfully, nobody. The cemetery was already there. 1 year after the last gravestone was put in place in 1813, a crypt was built around part of the burial grounds and a church built atop it. So the gravestones underneath have been conserved in their original positions. Ugh, it gives me the willies. I couldn't spend long in a place with a bunch of dead ghoulies. New builds? Yuck. I'm a period guy. Give me an avocado bathroom suite over something modern and soulless. Old houses have all these old mysterious secrets. That's what Grace Benavente learned when she set about renovating a room in her childhood home in Portland, Oregon. After removing the staples holding down the old carpet, she lifted up that tatty flooring to reveal another carpet, with a little bit of funk to it, in both looks and, I imagine, smell. Ooh, baby. When Grace's parents bought the home back in 1998, the previous owners had stapled new carpets on top, so they had no idea this retro wreck was submerged beneath their feet the whole time. So, has Grace restored the whole room to its full 1970s glory? Heck no. She's kept and framed some of the less worn parts of the carpet and gifted them to some of her friends, whilst keeping a small square for herself. Really, I can't blame her. Last time I saw something this kaleidoscopic and crazy, I was wildin' out at Burning Man. Money, money, money. When I was a kid, I learned this nifty little rhyme. Find a penny, pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck. Pretty cute, right? The only problem is, it doesn't tell me what to do if I find $500 stashed inside the walls of my home. Gadzooks! I'd be feeling so lucky I blew it all at the casino. But that's never going to happen, right? Well, for one Redditor from the UK, it did happen. They found £500 worth of banknotes from 1981 wrapped up in the insulation of their home. By today's values, that's about $2,100.
Ooh,
that's a tasty little sum. Sadly, before the lucky finder could search for any more, their dad boarded it back up. Damn, saying no to free money seems a little crazy to me. But then again, you could end up like one homeowner near Lake Erie, Ohio. Settle in, cause this is a wild one. A contractor working on the bathroom of an 83-year-old home was stunned when he found a stupendous $182,000 hidden in the walls. Ka-ching! The only thing was, of course, they weren't his walls. And when the homeowner found out, she wanted the large majority of the cash for herself. Out of good faith, she offered the contractor 10%. However, the contractor demanded 40%. Their dispute over sharing the moolah got so out of hand that after about a month, it caught the attention of the estate of Patrick Doon, the former owner who'd stashed the money way back in the Prohibition era. Envelopes had been found hidden with the cash that named Doon's family as the inheritors, so they sued the homeowner in an attempt to claim it. But by this time, the homeowner had enjoyed a lavish holiday to Hawaii, sold some of the rare bills, and mysteriously lost $60,000. So there wasn't a whole lot left. And what was left ended up being split between both original parties and all 21 of Patrick Doon's relatives. So it was a tiny fraction of the original sum. Wow, greed really is a bottomless pit. Had the owner and the contractor settled it between them, they'd have both walked away much richer. Who do you think should have kept the money? One of the risks of buying an old house is inheriting all the old problems associated with it. However, I don't think Reddit user Cameron Sounds was expecting to uncover something quite this old. Whilst replacing his kitchen floor, he noticed two fossilized fish on the underside of an old tile. Awesome. Fossils like these are commonly excavated from the Green River Formation in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, and can subsequently find their way onto everyday items. Since the 1870s, an astonishing 1 million fossilized fish have been discovered here. The experts predict that a cold snap some 50 million years ago caused dead fish to sink faster because their swim bladders were less inflated. This, combined with the depth of the lakes, made it difficult for scavengers to eat them. As a result, we have these incredibly preserved fossils all this time later. Neato! If old fish is your aesthetic, you can buy the tiles online for about $350 a piece. Not for me, thanks. I once left some tuna in my fridge for a week and had every cat within 5 blocks scratching at my door. If old fish bones ain't exciting enough, then you're really gonna dig this next one. In 2017, a Portuguese man was doing construction on his home in Pombal when he unearthed some tiny bone fragments in his yard. Alarmed, he contacted local scientists who, after lengthy efforts to excavate the remains, discovered a 10-foot rib cage and several large vertebrae. What Godzilla graveyard was his house built on? Well, the stalking skeleton once belonged to a ginormous dinosaur in the Brachiosauridae family. The towering beast lived about 100 to 160 million years ago, and at roughly 39 feet tall and a gigantic 82 feet long, this one could be the largest dinosaur ever found in Europe. It seems unlikely, but I sure hope the homeowner got to keep it. He could build the coolest mini golf course you've ever seen. If you've ever lived in an apartment without a lot of storage, you'll know what a struggle it can be. I've got a lot of trinkets and I need places to keep them. So when this homeowner removed a wall in their closet and found a secret passageway, you'd think they'd be excited, right? Well, after plucking up the courage, the homeowner retrieved the stray vessel, took some deep breaths, and cracked it open. Inside were all sorts of strange objects. 8 old-looking silver goblet frames with glass inserts, some fancy utensils, and a few candle holders had all been wrapped in a quilt for protection. It all seems a bit cult-like to me. Could this have belonged to a secret satanic sect? I don't know. But the homeowner also found this duck statue placed in the bottom of the basket. Ah, I see. It must have belonged to a satanic duck cult who worshipped Lucifer. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm sure it's perfectly innocent. But I can't get over why the previous owner sealed it all behind a wall. This year, I made a deal with myself to read more books, starting with my favorite book of all, The Dictionary. Best believe your boy is brazenly breezing through the bees beautifully. But there's one really old book I saw recently that I'd love to get my hands on. When renovating an old home in Quebec, Canada, one Twitter user uncovered this creepy-looking book hidden in the walls. The mysterious tome titled The Riddle Book, or Fireside Amusements, is full of cryptic little puzzles and mental games and dates all the way back to 1835. Want to hear some? What is it that makes everything visible but is itself unseen? What is that which is often brought to table, often cut, but never eaten? Which were made first, elbows or knees? Okay, you want to know the answers now? Tough. It doesn't give them to you. That's the most infuriating thing I've ever heard. Is that what people in 1835 did? Sit around a fire and get mildly irritated? Boring. I'll never say anything bad about Netflix again. But back to the house. The book wasn't the only distinctive discovery. This amber ring was hidden elsewhere in the house, and an old casket handle was buried in the garden. What could it all mean? Did the previous homeowner put pieces of his soul into each object in an attempt to gain immortality? Lord have mercy. Yeah, maybe I've jumped to conclusions here. Even so, you've got to admit, it's pretty... You know where you'll always find me at parties? Locked away in the bathroom for hours.
Sat in the tub, fully clothed, crying.
Well, either that or I'll be in the kitchen. But I've never been in a kitchen quite like what I'm about to show you. Back in 2010, Reddit user the Red Girardeer's grandparents bought a house and, whilst renovating, ripped up the floors to find a 25-foot deep well right beneath their kitchen. Ugh, I'd be covering that right back up before any little girl with long black hair starts crawling out of it. Luckily, no such girl did come out. Instead, they found a small underground river at the bottom that flows beneath the house. Cool. I'd hazard a guess then that the house was extended out over the well at some point, rather than someone boring a chasm through their floor. Regardless, the homeowners didn't see it as an eyesore, they saw an opportunity. They added lights, covered it with glass, and integrated it into their new design. Whoa, what an awesome feature. There's even a few plants growing in there, which makes it look even cooler. Old wells and houses might be a lot more common than we think. In York, England, another glassed-over well can be seen in Hornington Manor, a converted farmhouse first documented in 1775. The glass is even strong enough for brave visitors to stand on. I'm definitely jealous. I want one of those so badly I might just dig a hole in the middle of my living room. On second thoughts, they're cool until you hear a tapping on the glass in the middle of the night. Don't you even think about it, Donna! Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.